nothing more devastating than losing a child. So if we look at this story, in 2009, 4-year-old daughter Roma McAleese was knocked down and killed outside her front door in Coleraine. 2 years ago, her mother, Andrea, decided to raise money for a place of remembrance in the town for all families whose children have died. She raised £49,000. And after the council donated a piece of land, the Angel of Hope Memorial Garden is due to officially open at the end of next month. Our reporter Nicola Weir went to speak to Andrea and also met John McGarvey and Roger McCallum, who told her about the deaths of their two children, Kelly and Mikey, and what the garden will mean to them.
I will remember you. Will you remember me? Don't let your life pass you by. Weep not for the memories.
It's the worst thing that could ever happen to anybody. I've lost other grandparents, people close to me as well, and all, but to lose a child doesn't compare to anything else. You know, it's just your life changes forever in a moment and it's never the same again.
I had the daughter and then two boys, and I never really made any difference in them. But now, when I don't have a daughter, I'm sorry.
You know, there's never a moment that you're not, you know, thinking about Mikey and thinking about what he'd be doing now if he was 23 as opposed to 13 when he unfortunately died.
Don't let your life pass you by.
Roma was 3 years and 10 months, and she went outside to play on a summer's evening out the front with all the other children, and she was making her way home and a car knocked her down. She did, and she was killed instantly just right outside my front door. I came out, seen her. Well, I knew I'd lost her. I just knew to look at her. Collapsed. The whole street, the whole area, you know, the wee cul-de-sac. I just don't think anybody's ever been the same. Nobody's ever got over it. So they haven't. And the other kids that seen it too, it was just, it's awful. That was 6 years past in March there, but it still feels like yesterday. So it does. It never gets any easier. So it doesn't. People say time heals, it doesn't. You just learn to live with that pain now. That's your new normal. I have two other children, and with them you're looking to the future and looking at their future, but with Roma I never will have that chance. So it's always every day wondering what she'd be doing now, what she'd be like, seeing other kids she went to school with, seeing them growing up and realising that she never will. To me, she'll always be 4.
Kelly was 30 years of age. She had been out with us on New Year's Day, and she was sitting at the table, and she said she was going for a walk with the dog, and she left the house, and that was it. She never ever come back again. She went to the downhill, down to the temple, down towards that there. It was a wet one day, and she had the dog with her, and whatever happened, she went over the cliff, and we didn't get her to the 2nd of January. Getting the news to me was really shocking, but going to see the body on the beach at the downhill was, you know, the worst experience. You know, like a bolt went into me. Not having a daughter now, I kind of look at other people's daughters now, and I would I'd be really protective. I have a wee niece there, my sister's young girl. And every time I would look at her, I would think of Kelly, you know what I mean? So I'm sorry about this. I'm just usually a strong type person, but when you're talking about your daughter, you know, it's kind of one of them things, you know what I mean?
Mikey went into hospital on New Year's Eve, just past 10 years ago, for a routine appendix operation. And the operation went very well. But whenever the bed was being lowered onto the trolley to take him back to the ward, it caught on the oxygen tube. As a result of that, his brain was starved of oxygen for quite a few minutes, and he spent the next 2 weeks in intensive care but never came round, and we had to make the very difficult decision after the 2 weeks to switch off the life support machine, because clearly From the medical advice, there didn't appear to be any hope for the poor wee critter in the future. I always remember he said to me just before he went down to the theatre, "Daddy, can I have some water? And my throat is awfully dry." But I knew that he wasn't allowed any water before the operation. I said, "Mikey, wee man, I'm afraid I can't give you any water at all. We just have to do what the doctors tell us to do." And when we got him up to the doors of the ward, I said, "Now you behave yourself in there, Mikey. Don't be jumping up and down too quickly and doing things like that." And I gave him a wee wave, and he waved at me, and off he went. And unfortunately, I never saw him again in a conscious state.
Well, Roma was very outgoing, full of fun, and even though she was really young, she was like an old soul. Everybody knew her. She chatted to everybody, and the letters and the people, adults that came forward that knew Roma and had met her and had chatted to her that I didn't even know was amazing. So it was, and she's really hasn't been forgotten about. So she hasn't, and that was part of my reason for starting the garden too, because I don't ever want her to be forgot about, and I want something good to come out of this tragedy.
I hope people here, even they haven't lost a child, but if somebody is maybe feeling down, you know, just not in a good place, they can come here, meet some people, look at these stars on the wall, and maybe, you know, everybody will get the same feeling that I get out of it. It's calm and kind of loving feeling down here. If there's such a thing as angels flying about, etc., Kelly's here among everybody else.
You never really get closure, and that's why it's great to see something like the memorial garden that we have behind us here today, somewhere to memorialise Mikey and the many, 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 unfortunately, other children that have been taken away far too early in the past. It doesn't matter if the child's 6 weeks, 6 months, 6 years, 16 years, whatever. You always feel that loss. It's a totally unnatural place to be. One thing about grief of losing a child is that it has no religious, racial or any divides like that. Everybody cries the same tears, because there ain't anything worse in this world than losing a child.
Weep not for the memories.
My goodness, well, that puts everything into perspective. My goodness, doesn't it? That was Roger McCallum there, ending that report by Nicola Weir. If you do want to find out more about the garden, you can log on to angelofhopegarden.com, or you can email angelofhopegarden@yahoo.com, or have a look at the Facebook site.